Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. It's a desire of every Muslim, no matter who he is, where he is, and what time of the day or what time of the year it may be, what time of the life it may be. But it's his desire that I die as a Muslim. I die with Allah Ta'ala being pleased. I die in a manner that I am the comfort of the eye of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the desire. And when it's his desire, and this is a longing in your heart, then it is not impossible, it is possible. The treasures of Allah Ta'ala are unlimited. إِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. There isn't anything that is impossible. It may seem to be impossible, difficult for us, but for Allah Ta'ala, what's difficult? So it's our desire that we die with Islam, die in the love of Allah Ta'ala, die in the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the limit of, or the height of our desire. And Allah Ta'ala can make this desire a reality. Now, how do we make it a reality? A Hindu passed away, and someone very pious saw the Hindu in Jannat. Very strange, lived his life as a non-Muslim, lived in kufr and shirk, lived a life of polytheism, and today he is in Jannat. So it's quite shocking that the person has no iman, kufr, shirk, and then he is to be found in Jannat, and how did it ever happen? This pious person asked him, "Why, what are you doing here? You can't lose your way in Jannat. It doesn't happen. You can lose your way anywhere else, but to Jannat you can't lose your way. How did you get yourself here? So it is true, I lived a life of disbelief, of kufr, shirk, etc. But it was the month of Ramadan, and my little child, 10, 12 years of age, was eating openly. So I struck him and I say, "Besharam, tujhe kuch adab nahi hai, lihaz nahi hai. You have no shame. Don't you respect this people's month? No respect you have got. It's their fasting month. And the least you could have done is show some respect, some consideration." This is on account of this. Some months before I could pass away, Allah Ta'ala blessed me with iman. But my family being predominantly Hindu, I concealed my faith. I knew if I'm going to expose my faith, then I'll be ostracized, I'll be thrown out. And being an old age person, I got no other sanctuary, no other refuge. But I did have iman, and I was sincere in that faith. There wasn't two ways about it. Absolutely sincere. I had given myself to Allah Ta'ala. I had recited the kalima. And I was a Muslim just before I passed away. And I died in that state. So this is why you see me here. So we understand respecting everything of deen. Anything of deen, be it small or big. Maybe at times we can't practice everything. But in spite of us not being able to practice, yet we show the respect. This is the way of my Nabi. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To my dying day, I will respect it. I will love it. Now, this person ends up in this manner. And then there is a story. Person dies in Makkah, Mukarramah, and his body is found in some European country, died in Mecca or Medina, is buried in Mualla or in Baqi, but his body is found in Paris. How come? This person is a Hindu and he dies as a Muslim and he's seen in Jannat, and the person living in Mecca or Medina dies there, buried in Baqi or in Mualla, and then he is found in Paris. How did it happen? So that this is a reality, that is also a reality. And we need to understand, before I end the story, we need to understand that transferring the body is not a difficult thing. We see it today. The person dies here and then the body is transferred. So if people can do it, why can't Allah Ta'ala do it? He can transfer it. It's got no limits. Allah Pak, does he have any limits? People of the world still have limits. You know, they'll take it here, embalm the body, inject it, all the immigration laws, all that. Then eventually you get through. And is Allah Ta'ala restricted? No restriction. But he wants to see your heart. That's the poetry that he was reciting, Dard-e-Dil. That's what we are asking for. That pure love. Pure, clean, clean, clean love. Be absolutely loyal, absolutely faithful, absolutely in love with Allah Ta'ala. In total love with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Such love that there is no love above that. The level of love, you know, that there is no love above that. That love, loyalty, love, muhabbat. This is what Hari Sahib, Hari Miladullah Sahib has been asking for. Nothing else. I don't want wealth, I don't want anything else. But that pure, clean, pristine love. This is what I need. So this person is passed away here, and then he's found in Paris. So there was an inquiry, what happened? Whichever way they inquired, but it surfaced that he used to disdain some things of Islam, and he used to adore things of Christianity. Christianity is such a good religion that you don't need to have a compulsory bath. Here now, something happens and you need to have a compulsory bath. Christianity is so wonderful, you don't need to have a compulsory bath. So he disliked the teaching of Islam, loved the teaching of the enemy of Islam. So then he died like that, and then his body is found like that. So it's a necessary corollary. This is how you died, and this is how you end up. This is how that person died, and this is how he ends up. See? So there's no two ways about it. It's a fact. And I say, right, we do love to be buried in these holy places. But is it impossible for Allah Ta'ala to transfer the body? No. More than anything else today is to stand for Islam, to love Islam, to stand for Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, any second, any time, any place, wherever we are. Special, we need to put a monitor over the eyes, over the ears, over the tongue. What we blurt out. Everything is recorded. مَا يَلْفِزُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Whatever he said, Allah Ta'ala is recording. Malaika recording. People feel, no, I said it's gone, forget, it's forgotten. No, it's not forgotten. Until you don't ask for forgiveness, it's not forgotten. Statements that you're not supposed to be making, these type of statements, and we feel nothing about it. Like someone will say, for example, Labak Fubid, that what's the need to fast? Fasting is for those people who do not have any food. They must fast. So it sounds like a very innocent, very, very insignificant statement. But by Allah Ta'ala, it's a serious statement. It's a very serious statement. It's a little bit of, it shows the disrespect, the disregard of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is recorded against you. And then this happens, and then when you are ending up, that's the time that disbelief, the consequence of the disbelief, of the wrong, then it surfaces. Now it does, nothing happens. Youngster, he's on the throes of death, about to pass away. See, what is wrong, we confess. We dislike it. and we cry over it, we show remorse, never try and justify it. How small it is, how big it is. We're talking to a woman and we're flirting a little bit. And you can see there's some feelings. Admit it's wrong. It's wrong, it's wrong. No two ways about it. We're listening to music. It's wrong. I don't want to justify what I'm doing. It's wrong. Allah Pak doesn't like it. Nabi Sam doesn't like it. It's my human weakness that I'm doing it. Allah Pak, give me the strength that I want. I don't do it in future. But to do a wrong and then to justify it, that's a compounded problem. We reached a time where we don't even recognize the wrong to be wrong. When the azan goes, the sunnah is to remain silent, listen to the adhan, respect the adhan, recite the durood sharif, and then recite the dua. That's the sunnah. A woman, she's not very learned, educated, little ignorant, quite ignorant. She doesn't know how to recite the Quran sharif, but the thing that she had in her life was something for us to envy. She passed away, and a little bit of a modest woman, living in the home most of the time, modest, shameful. So she had grown a little bit fat. As she passed away, then they saw a ring, very precious, priceless ring. They tried to pull it out, and they couldn't take it out. So her children said, no, just leave the ring. We don't want to see this trauma in our mother. Trying to pull this out to save, to get some money, no, it's all right. Although it's an expensive thing, but let it carry on. One person that was observing all this, he says, in logo ki akal mari gayi. They are real stupid. That precious diamond ring, that diamond, I can see it, it's over R1 million job. And they're letting it go like this. Anyway, he overheard the whole conversation. Everybody went away home. So he goes and digs up the grave. To his surprise, he sees such a beautiful way, like a bride, with all the roses, flowers, like a stage, and how a bride is sitting and how she's dressed, the fragrance that is coming out. He was absolutely shocked. So they went and investigated what happened. How come this woman... She was ignorant, she wasn't too educated. And then, but this is the end. You know, she had about three things in her life. One was, she ever respected Azan. Azan goes, the word of Allah Ta'ala, the word of Nabi Sam, I must respect it. Now we're sitting in the masjid, in the Haram Sharif. Azan is going, and everybody got the cameras towards the muazzin. Where is the respect? Is a flagrant disobedience, absolute open disobedience. And nobody even bats an eye. Sitting in Medina, sitting in the Haram Sharif, which requires the greatest amount of respect. Imagine Nabi Sam is alive, and he's telling you, boy, don't do this thing here. And we're doing it in front of him while he's alive. Can you imagine the disappointment it brings to his heart? And nobody feels, nobody bats an eye. We went for Umrah, came back, did this, did whatever. But nobody bats an eye. He's there, he's telling us, don't do this. Then Allah Pak gave us the blessings to come there. Coming there, and then we show the total disregard. Imagine the pain that it brings to his heart. Least we could do is don't hurt his heart. If your father is ailing or passed away, then you say, "But don't hurt my father." Don't you say that? Least you can do, don't do any good, don't send any isala sahab in its place, but don't bring any hurt, don't injure his heart. Now, Nabi Sam, what is his position? What is his position? And then the heart, right, sitting in Medina, in the masjid, and then as the muazzin is going on, and he's telling us, just answer the adhan, answer, respect the adhan, answer it, remain silent. Then this whole movement, shuffling, carrying on. Everybody's camera is towards the muazzin. How hurtful he must be feeling at that time. So the one thing that was in this woman's life was that she showed a lot of respect. To the extent, if the household, the people in the neighborhood, if they were making some noise, then she would become a little bit aggressive. This azan now, keep quiet, remain silent. A little bit aggressive, don't do this, the azan. So, مَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ Allah Pak bears testimony that this woman's heart was good. That she had that love, she had that respect for the azan. Can't we do that in our business, we're hearing the azan. Just stop for that moment, listen to the azan. It's an obligation on its own that thereafter we respond to the azan, go to the masjid. But the immediate obligation is we respect the azan. Wherever we are, we're listening to the azan. Can't we just resolve tonight that anything of Islam, any symbol of Islam, we will respect it. We will live for it, we will die for it. So this was the first thing that was in her life. The second thing that was outstanding in this woman's life was that she was very, very bashful, shameful. Her clothing was very modest, extremely modest. And this modesty we consider as a small thing, insignificant thing. We feel piety is buying a more expensive abaya, trading the old one and buying a better one, right? That's what we feel as piety. Not realizing that's not piety, that's irreligiousness. The one that is more catchy, more attractive, that's got nothing to do with deen. But now, the height of ignorance, that we feel that old one, outdated, now trade for a new one. There's something more flashy, something is more attractive. Whereas, haya wa shu'batun min al-iman, iman and modesty go like this. Like two pillars, one supporting the other. That modesty goes and iman collapses. So we need to see now what type of clothing is closer to modesty. The clothing that is not attractive, inattractive. Thing that is not going to catch the eye. Thing that is not body hugging and fitting. Something that is loose, very loose. Not attractive at all as she goes out. A bedroom life is a different life. That is for the husband. No problem how she dresses up there. But that's just confined to the bedroom. But after that, then she must be modest. So the second thing in this woman was, she was extremely, very, very modest. Extremely modest. Very shameful, very bashful. And this is really the beauty of a woman. The beauty of the woman is not in the makeup. That's, you find a woman in the street woman. They're putting up all type of makeup, right? That's the litter of the street. It's public property. That are dressing up and putting up makeup and then going out. That's public property. And how can your wife be a public property? Public property means everybody can use. Everybody can stare. Everybody can marvel. Everybody can marvel their eyes. Everybody can do it. That's public property. Our woman, Muslim woman, are special woman only for us. We're very jealous of them. We are proud to say that we are jealous about them. We don't feel ashamed to say it. No, it's our property. We are proud about them. So they're not the litter of the street. They're not public property that everybody can admire, everybody can see. That's women that are not Muslim. Their photos can appear. They are public property. Everybody, it's for everybody to admire. It's not confined to the husband. For the whole world to admire. But the husband. The husband can't do anything to her, but the whole world can admire her. That's a woman that is out of Islam. But a Muslim woman, she is not for anybody but the husband. Her beauty, her goodness, everything that's in her, it's only for the husband. So this was the second thing in this woman. At least we can carry this at home. The first was respect to any symbol of Islam. We show it the respect. Love it and we respect it. The second is modesty, right? Very, very modest. And the third thing that was in this woman was, she was very, very particular about ta'lim. Very, sending children to the maktab to learn primary things, get the beliefs right, get the action right. Ta'lim in the house, fazail amal, fazail sadaqat, to do it best as ever, to do it regularly in the house. Every day we are doing it. So a person's heart, his mind is taking a change, listening to it all the time. Today we heard, tomorrow we heard something else. So in the midst of all the fitna and the wrong, we hear this all the time, that our minds begin to change. Change towards the better, change towards the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of Allah Ta'ala. And we do it diligently. If you are traveling, we have a copy of it, cars, motor cars, have an extra copy, Best is ever, and Fazail Amal, Fazail Sadaqat, we're doing it daily. Who knows, our heart may just take a change in one wording of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We're listening to it every day, listening to today, tomorrow. And one day it may be just one word, it may just strike. And our heart may just change, complete turnabout, just one word. And the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are so magnificent. We have that dynamic power. But do it regularly, Do it all the time. It's like a person practicing archery, Trying for the bullseye, right? You keep trying. One day you'll get it right. So you are trying for that. One day you must get it right, inshallah. But do it daily, diligently, whether you're at home, whether you're abroad, whether you're traveling, or you aren't traveling, but do it daily, religiously, like how the morning tea, you don't miss out. Or the one that is, unfortunately, in cigarettes, he doesn't miss out. No matter what happens, but I must take it, right? I'm not saying must take it, but someone has got the addiction, then he must take it. He can't do without it. So let that kitab be like an addiction. I can't do without it. And see the results that it will show. So these three things was very prominent in this woman. Sometimes we feel the piety is just confined to men. Brothers, there are women that are far, far greater than us. Really, I mean, I'm serious about it. Ordinary women, they don't have to be alimas and hafizah, but they are very much greater than us. There's a woman, not an alima, not a hafiza, but in the month of Ramadan, there isn't a day that she doesn't make a khatam. She overtakes all of us. She's got a schedule, she's got her responsibilities, her duties, but not a day in the month of Ramadan that she doesn't make a khatam. So, where there's a will, there's a way. If she could do it, why can't we do it? If a woman can do it, that all it requires is be a little bit, we have a program, we're punctual, we have a routine for ourselves, and we work according to the routine. If she could do it, really it's embarrassing that men, being men, and we're not doing it. If she could do it, that means we can do it as well. Just a little bit of determination, a little bit of courage, and we'll be there, inshallah. So, what we are talking about today is respect for the symbols of Islam. Wrong is wrong. Believe it to be wrong. No matter who says what, but wrong is wrong. Right is right. We believe that is right. And try for it. Even though it's a broken effort, but we try for the right. And the wrong is wrong. We believe it. We hate it. We disdain it. Though we don't have the heart to leave it immediately, but we dislike it. And to support this, then daily we say in the mornings and evenings, رَدِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِسَيِّدِنَا وَمَوْلَانَا مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولُهُ وَنَبِيًّا. That morning you say it, and the evening you say it again. As we're going to sleep, again we say it. Morning, as we're getting up, we say the same words. And as we're retiring to sleep, we say the same words. If you can't say it in Arabic, at least in our own languages, Allah Ta'ala, I love you. And I love Islam. Allah Ta'ala, رَدِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا. I love you, Allah Ta'ala, you my Rabb, and I love you. These are the last words you were saying. You know, Hadith says that you will wake up on the day of Qiyamah as the way you die. So if you went to sleep and you died, saying, Allah Ta'ala, I love you as my Rabb. You are everything to me, I love you. And I love the way of Islam, everything of Islam, the small teachings, the big teachings. Everything of Islam I love, to bits. To the end, to the last, everything of Islam, that is the thing I love. I die for that, and I really love everything of Islam. And my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I've got the greatest respect and the love for him. Everything of him, his teachings, his ways, his person, his family, I've got the greatest love and the respect. So who knows, when you're saying these words here, one day it may just strike a chord. And all this love will come really into you. Allah's love, Nabi Sallam's love, and Islam's love. And if you're saying all the time that you love Allah Ta'ala, you love His Nabi, you love Islam, then won't Allah love you? You are saying that every day as you sleep, as you're getting up, you're saying that. Won't Allah Ta'ala love you? He'll definitely love you. But just say these words before you're sleeping, a little bit of istighfar, Allah Ta'ala, forgive me for the wrong I've done, mistakes, knowingly, unknowingly, deliberately, whichever way I've done it, my tongue, mistakenly, with my body, anyhow, any mistake, Allah, do forgive me, please. And then you say, Allah, I love you, And everything of yours, everything of Islam I love, everything of Nabi Sallam I love. And you sleep like that. You're getting up like that. You die in the process. What a beautiful death. That was the end. That was the last. If the Malaika are opening a book of deeds, right? Then they are looking at, or they are looking at your book of deeds. This person here, what did he end up with? How did he end up? He ended up with asking Allah's forgiveness and pleading for my love. Pleading for the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Pleading for the love of Islam. So I will honor this. Allah will say, I'll honor you. I'll appreciate you. Isn't it a beautiful way to die? Isn't it? We'll have to go through this from this world. But to go with this, that Allah is happy, is Nabi Sallam is happy with us, this has been recorded in our books, isn't it a great way? Allah grant us.
Mulana Zakaria Magda is requested to come to the front and make the dua.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Mulana Muhammad wa ala ahli Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Mulana Muhammad kama salli ta'ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ahli Sayyidina Ibrahim innaka hamidu. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل صلي وسلم على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهل فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين إن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك نسألك موجبات رحمتك نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار والله forgive our sins والله forgive the sins of our parents والله forgive the sins of our families والله forgive the sins of our mashayikh والله forgive the sins of our children والله forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Allah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, out of your infinite compassion and raham, and your love for your creation, Allah, we beg you, Allah, we beg you, we ask you, on this Mubarak night, in this Mubarak month, in this Mubarak place, only out of your sheer mercy and grace, please, Allah, forgive us. Allah, please forgive us. Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the sinners of this ummah. To Allah, we are the sinners. We are the sinners. We are those sinners who Allah would be begging you with our begging bowls, Allah, in your house, out of your infinite grace and mercy, through the wasila of your Mubarak name, O Allah, we ask you, please forgive us, O Allah. Turn our hearts, O Allah, turn our hearts towards you. Forgive us. Embrace us with your love and your mercy. Enshroud us with your rahm and your... O Allah, accept us, O Allah, accept each one of us. O Allah, accept each one of us that's seated here. Accept our families. Accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, you are ghafoorul raheem, O Allah. You love to forgive. O Allah, you love to forgive. Please, O Allah, forgive us. O Allah, forgive us. O Allah, turn our hearts away from this dunya. O Allah, turn our hearts away from the dunya. Turn our hearts towards your love. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of deen, the love of Islam. The love of every aspect of Islam. O Allah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, please, O Allah. O Allah, make this Mubarak night, that night where this change takes place. This transformation takes place. O Allah, that where we change our lives, O Allah, for the better. We come upon Hidayat, O Allah, never to change again. O Allah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, O Allah, bless us, O Allah, accept us, O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted for his ummah, O Allah, we ask you, O Allah, bless us with that. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought forgiveness, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection, O Allah, we ask you, O Allah, that you protect us from that also. O Allah, make Islam be the most beloved thing to us. O Allah, make Islam be the most beloved thing to us. Make this heart, O Allah, only be for you. O Allah, make this heart only be for you. Bless us with the hearts like hearts of Sahaba. The hearts of compassion and love and forgiveness. To overlook the faults of people. To show compassion and love to every creation of yours. O Allah, make us like the Sahaba. O Allah, in the world, O Allah, at this time there's so much of fitnas and fasad. O Allah, make us that special jamaat. That we are the jamaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, make us the jamaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we carry the flag of Islam, O Allah. The flag of the sunnah wherever we go. O Allah, wherever we go, O Allah, make it be that only hidayat spreads from our amal. From our words, from our actions, from our hearts. O Allah, let it be that people become inclined towards us. Towards Islam when they see us. That people become inclined towards Islam, they're not turned away. Do not turn away from Islam. O Allah, bless us and forgive us. O Allah, make us the zariah of hidayat for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, bless us with the akhlaq of nubuwat, the akhlaq that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, O Allah. Bless us with that akhlaq. O Allah, bless us with the aman like the amal of Sahaba. O Allah, let our homes be like the homes of Sahaba. O Allah, wherever we go, our business places, O Allah. O Allah, wherever we go, O Allah, let it be that only you are in our hearts. Everything else we can kick aside. O Allah, every other system, O Allah, we turn our hearts away from. It's only the system of Islam that will prevail in our hearts, in our actions, in our words, in our lives. O Allah, make our homes be such that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes happy. Make our businesses be such that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes pleased and happy. O Allah, save us from emulating the kuffar and their ways. From having love within this heart for their ways, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with shame. O Allah, bless us with haya. O Allah, bless us with the qualities of haya that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want. O Allah, that women and men don't mix up. They always segregate. O Allah, that haya should be in our eyes, in our hearts. O Allah, it should dominate our lives. O Allah, it should prevail in every aspect of our lives. That haya that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted. That haya in the life of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. O Allah, bless us also. Make our women like the women of Sahaba. O Allah, protect us. O Allah, protect our lands. O Allah, protect the lands of Islam. O Allah, protect the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever any ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, O Allah, whether he is on sea, whether he is on land, on air. O Allah, wherever he is, O Allah, you turn his heart towards hidayat. O Allah, forgive him for his sins. O Allah, give him tawfiq, O Allah, to come on the kamil sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, bless us with the quality of taqwa. O Allah, kamil taqwa nasi farma. O Allah, give us kamil taqwa, complete taqwa in every aspect, O Allah. Every moment, O Allah, let us live this taqwa. O Allah, let us live this taqwa and let us be the zariya of spreading this taqwa in the world. Oh Allah, bless us with the quality. Bless us with the quality of forgiveness. Oh Allah, that we forgive. Oh Allah, we forgive the people. Bless us with the qualities of compassion. Bless us with the qualities of humility. That every moment, we all the time humble. And if any person has to hurt us, then we overlook and we forgive. We have that compassion that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Oh Allah, and we don't hurt anybody. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq, oh Allah. Give us the tawfiq of realizing our mistakes, of not looking down at others, looking at the faults of others. We all the time look at our own faults, move towards correction, reformation. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq of showing kindness and compassion, respect and obedience to our parents. Oh Allah, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted, oh Allah, how we should be treating our parents, how we should treat our families, how we should treat the old among us, how we should treat the youngsters, those who are younger than us, and those who are on our, at our, those who are our contemporaries, those who are equal to us. Oh Allah, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted us to treat insan, to treat humanity. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq of treating the people well. Oh Allah, all the wrongs that we have committed in our lives, oh Allah. Oh Allah, knowingly or unknowingly, in the dead of the night, or in the light of the day. Oh Allah, whatever it is, whether in seclusion, oh Allah, we did it in company. Oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah. Please forgive us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, don't take us to account on the day of Qiyamah. Oh Allah, before we leave this world, oh Allah, give us tawfiq of making that complete change, that complete turnaround, that complete reformation, that complete sunnah come in our lives. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq of bringing the entire sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every mubarak sunnah. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq of bringing it in our lives. Every moment, every second, till our dying days. Oh Allah, when we resurrected, make us be resurrected with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ridwanallahu alayhim ajma'in. Oh Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, let us not be a disgrace for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be happy to see us. Let us be in the jamaat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, bless us with Jannat bi ghayri hisab. Oh Allah, the photography that we involved in. Oh Allah, a lot of sins we did, oh Allah. So much haram we did with our eyes, oh Allah. Oh Allah, so much haram with our hearts and our body limbs, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we ask you in your house, oh Allah, we ask your forgiveness. Malik, please forgive us. Malik, please forgive us. Oh Allah, we are mujrim, oh Allah. We are mujrim, oh Allah. We are criminals, oh Allah. We confess that we are criminals. Oh Allah, all the sins that we did, oh Allah, we don't justify it, oh Allah. We know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the worst people are those who are out to kill the Nabi. And the worst people are those who are involved in picture making. Your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these two things in his hadith. Wallah, he put it together. Wallah, today, wallah, we don't cover up, wallah. Wallah, we accept, wallah, that we are mujrim. We accept we criminals, wallah. We did wrong, enough wrong, wallah. Please forgive us. Today we are asking you forgiveness, wallah. We're making azam. We're making that firm resolve that we'll never return to these sins again. Wallah, the sins that we committed of usury and interest. Haram dealings, oh Allah, with the banks. Oh Allah, we ask you for forgiveness. Give us tawfiq, oh Allah. We are so much immersed and drowned in sins. Our hearts have become hard. Oh Allah, we don't find that satisfaction in anything but in sin. Oh Allah, please give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of the sunnah, the sweetness of sharia. Oh Allah, the darkness that has covered our heart, layers and layers of darkness, out of your sheer grace and infinite mercy. Malik, please remove this here. Make that heart shine, oh Allah, and you put your love in this heart, oh Allah. Oh Allah, put your love in this heart. The love of haram and your love can't go together. Oh Allah, darkness and light, oh Allah, that nur won't go together. Oh Allah, you make our hearts shine like how the hearts of Sahaba shone. Oh Allah, accept us, oh Allah. Accept our wives, accept our children. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq of coming on hidayat and steering our children to the path of hidayat. Oh Allah, put us on sirat-i-mustaqim every second and every moment, oh Allah. Look at us with your grace, your mercy, your forgiveness, oh Allah. You always be happy with us. Save us from sins that you become displeased with us. Oh Allah, save us from sins that we commit such a sin that you never forgive us after that. Oh Allah, save us from sins, oh Allah, that where your mercy is turned away from us, that we in ghaflat, oh Allah, we in sin. Oh Allah, save us from the dens of vice. Oh Allah, save us from the dens of vice. Oh Allah, save us from the places of haram. Oh Allah, please save us from everything that is displeasing to you. Everything that is displeasing to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq of having the quality of istiqamat in everything. Oh Allah, give us the quality of istiqamat in everything, that every moment we uphold your shariat. We do not fall, we do not get involved in haram and then come up again. Oh Allah, give us the tawfiq of remaining on the sunnah every moment, every second, and make us the zariah of hidayat for the world. Oh Allah, protect Harameen Sharifin, Masjid Aqsa. Oh Allah, protect the bilad Muslimin. Oh Allah, make hidayat spread from the east to the west, from the south to the north. Oh Allah, of every place, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let this world be how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, bless the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with unity. Oh Allah, the ikhtilaf that is taking place in everything. Oh Allah, remove this, oh Allah. Oh Allah, remove this, oh Allah. Once again, oh Allah, bring us on unity. Oh Allah, unite our hearts. Oh Allah, make us love for others what we love for ourselves. Oh Allah, give us the qualities that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted. Oh Allah, make it such, oh Allah, that every second we are coming closer and closer to you. Every day must be a better day to the hereafter. Every day we move away from this dunya, we come closer to you. Oh Allah, let us be linked to the masajid. Oh Allah, let us be linked to the Quran Sharif. Oh Allah, let us be linked to the Kaaba Sharif. Oh Allah, let us be linked with the amal of Islam. Oh Allah, let us live like Muslims and let us die like Muslims. Oh Allah, you make Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be happy with us, oh Allah. Give us tawfiq, oh Allah, of the amal that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be happy. Every week Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees the amal of his ummah. Oh Allah, let us not be a disgrace to our Nabi, that he did everything for us. Oh Allah, he did everything. At Uhud, his blood also, he gave his blood for us, oh Allah. At Uhud, he gave different battles Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried throughout the night, oh Allah, for this sinful ummah. Oh Allah, we let him down, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we let him down. Please forgive us, oh Allah. Please forgive us, oh Allah. Every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah, that we're not in our lives and we know when we're just now ignoring it. Oh Allah, let give us tawfiq of bringing that Mubarak sunnah in our lives. That Mubarak sunnah in our lives. Everything, oh Allah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted, oh Allah. Oh Allah, accept us, oh Allah. Be pleased with us, oh Allah. Give us tawfiq of respecting our parents, oh Allah. If we showed any disrespect, oh Allah, and we definitely showed so many times to our mashayikh, our asatiza, our seniors of deen, our parents, oh Allah, give us tawfiq of putting it right. The amount of breakages that have taken place in our homes, in our families, oh Allah, give us tawfiq of putting it right. That family ties that we have broken, oh Allah, bless us with humility. We become humble and we just put all our problems, we overlook our petty issues, and we just come forward and we make up. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq. We have tawfiq of putting our family ties in order, to show raham, to show love and compassion, to overlook the faults of people. Oh Allah, this is what is pleasing to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what is pleasing to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was pleasing to you, Allah. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq, Allah. Oh Allah, give the anbiya the highest stages, that they spread Islam and Iman and Hidayat in the world. Oh Allah, you give them. Give Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the highest and highest of stages. And then give the anbiya, oh Allah, give the sahaba, or give the awliya. Oh Allah, all those who are instrumental in bringing this deen and Iman and Islam to us, oh Allah, we recognize them. Oh Allah, we recognize them, we have respect for them. Oh Allah, forgive us if we showed any disrespect. Give us a tawfiq that we come, oh Allah, on complete hidayat, that complete respect, we recognize who our sahaba, we recognize our awliya, and we do not blurt out and utter anything and everything. Oh Allah, we think before we speak. Oh Allah, let us use our tongues in the way that is pleasing to you. Oh Allah, let us use our body limbs that is pleasing to you in the way. Oh Allah, save us, oh Allah, from pride, arrogance, ostentation. Oh Allah, save us from harboring malice and ill feelings. Save us from getting involved in ghibat, from buhtan, backbiting, slandering. Oh Allah, everything, oh Allah, that is displeasing to you, displeasing to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, please, we beg you, oh Allah, we ask you, oh Allah, forgive us for this, yeah. Oh Allah, forgive us, oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, whatever good deeds are taking place in the world, oh Allah, on the sunnah of Nabi Sallam, accept it. Oh Allah, the maraqis of Islam, the Islamic centers, oh Allah, the madaris, the dini khanqas, oh Allah, whatever is happening in the masajid, oh Allah, you accept it out of your grace. Oh Allah, whatever deeds we have done, oh Allah, is not worthy of being presented before you. Out of your infinite grace and mercy, we ask you, oh Allah, you accept it. Our fasting, our taraweeh, our tilawat of the Quran, oh Allah, accept this Ramadan. Oh Allah, whatever has passed, oh Allah, the mistakes and the sins that we have committed, the mistakes that we did, Wallah, forgive us for this. The few days that are remaining, Wallah, give us tawfiq. Give us tawfiq of utilizing it correct. Wallah, accept us, Wallah. Wallah, accept us, Wallah. Wallah, accept our i'tikaf. Wallah, make it such, Wallah, that we become yours and you are ours. Wallah, we become yours and you are ours. Wallah, our wives, Wallah, give us tawfiq of treating them, well. Our children, our subordinates, our employees, Wallah, give us tawfiq. Our employers, those who are above us, those who are beneath us, Wallah, give us tawfiq that we treat every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallah, give us tawfiq that we lead such an example that the kuffar see us and they are pulled towards Islam. Oh, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is happy, we do not become traitors. Wallah, bless us with all the good that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted. Save us from all the harm of this dunya, the harm of the qabr, the harm of the day of Qiyamah, the harm of Jahannam. Wallah, the fitnas, Wallah. At the time of fitna and fasad, Wallah, bless us, qadam qadam pe rehbari naseeb farma. Every moment, Wallah, every step, Wallah, of this journey. Wallah, you be with us, Wallah. Wallah, you protect us like how you protect the youth in the cave. Malik, how you protect the dem, Wallah. You protect us also. Wallah, give us humility. Give us taslim. Give us ikhlas-e kamil, complete humility. Complete, Wallah, sincerity. Complete ikhlas. Complete ikhlas, Wallah. Give us complete taqwa. Wallah, give us complete taslim, Wallah. Wallah, the true Islam, before we leave this world. Wallah, bless us with the true Islam. Wallah, let the day we leave this world be the best day. The last amal we do, the best amal. Wallah, that last moment, Wallah, that frightening moment, Wallah, that frightening moment. Wallah, when we have to leave, Wallah, make it be the happiest moment, Wallah. Let the kalima tayyiba be in our tongues. Let our heart be brimming with your love. Let Sahaba, Rasulullah SAW and Sahaba be waiting. Like how we wait for Hazrat Imam Bukhari, Ramadulali, Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Wallah, your pious special servants, Wallah, this you honor them. We're not any special, Wallah. Wallah, Wallah, but you accept us. Wallah, how you accept us in your house. We among these pious servants, Wallah. Wallah, we sinful people, Wallah. But in the company of pious people, Wallah, this, Wallah, this company, let it always be with us. Wallah, let it always be with us. That here in this world also, we in the pious, in the company of the pious servants, your special servants, Wallah. Wallah, let us be with them, Wallah. Wallah, join us with them. Wallah, unite us with them. Wallah, protect us and keep us under their wing. Wallah, our Shaykh, our Hazrat, Wallah, accept him. Make his fuyus be arm and tam. Wallah, let him be above us, Wallah. Let us bless us with tawfiq of always upholding what his teachings. Let us always, Wallah, bless us to always that we should be obedient to our mashayikh, Wallah. We fulfill what they want. Forgive, Wallah. Give us tawfiq, Wallah. And whatever mistakes, well, you forgive us, Wallah. Whatever mistakes we make, you forgive us. Oh, Wallah. Those of our parents who have passed on, Wallah, give them the highest stages in Jannat. Our mashayikh, Hazrat Mu'ayyus Yusuf Patel, Rahimullah, and all our other buzugan Nadeen, Hazrat Mu'abla Hafiz Maki, all our buzugan, Wallah, give them the highest stages, Wallah. Wallah, bless them with the gardens of Jannat. Wallah, let them be with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, on the day how you bless us on this night, Wallah, we in this pious company. Wallah, always till we pass away. Let us always be in pious company. Let us not move towards the dens of vice, the clubs, and the haram places, oh Allah, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would be displeased, oh Allah, oh Allah, save us from all the sins of our hands, our hearts, our ears, our eyes, everything, oh Allah. Wallah, let bless us with the tawfiq that we think we nothing. Everybody else is better than us. What Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we always make ta'wil. Wallah, we give an explanation for our brothers, a good explanation for the amal. We don't look at them with the negative eye, wrong eye. We don't look at them with suspicion and doubts. Wallah, give us that tawfiq always. Have that golden heart. That whenever we look at our brothers, we look at them with compassion, mercy and love. Wallah, bless us to pass away in Madinah Munawwara. Wallah, bless us with maut, and we'll be buried in Baqi. Wallah, let us be with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba. Wallah, bless us. Wallah, if it's not Muqaddar, bless us with maut in Makkah, Mukarramah, but your home, your house, but the Kaaba Sharif, in Jannat al-Mu'alla with the Sahaba. Wallah, if this is not Muqaddar, then bless us with the maut of Barakah. Wherever we are, whether we are on land, on sea, in the air, wherever we are, and the maut is written, Wallah, let it be the happiest moment where Iman is in our hearts and our tongues, and day we leave this world, you are happy with us and we are happy with you. What you gave that Sahaba in this world, Wallah. Wallah, you gave that Sahaba, Wallah. You gave them in this world. Wallah, we give us also, Wallah. Wallah, bless us also. Wallah, bless us also, Wallah. Wallah, whatever desires we have, Wallah. Whatever desires, Wallah, those who are sitting here, halal wishes and desires. Whatever ummid, Wallah, whatever halal needs we have, Wallah, you only know Allah. Wallah, out of your sheer mercy and grace, Wallah, you accept Wallah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna ya mawlana, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an, antal musta'an, wa alayka al-balagh, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.